The world is a fascinating place with different animals living in different parts of the world. Elephants can be found in some part of the world, like Thailand, India, and some parts of the African continent. But it was not an animal easily found in China. Just like it is today, countries will trade with one another where it was spices, fruits, animals, gems, or textiles. The king of Thailand was very keen to own a different variety of silk from China and offered to trade an elephant for the silk in equal exchange by weight. The emperor of China agreed to the trade. He had never seen an elephant before and was very curious what this animal would be. When the Thai envoy brought the elephant to the emperor, the palace became very excited, full of awe of this slow, gentle, great creature before them. It has the biggest pair of ears they had ever seen and a strange long nose that could sway and move around like an arm.
This elephant is bigger than an ox.
Are you kidding? It's bigger than a rhinoceros.
No. This elephant is bigger than two rhinoceroses.
The emperor was eager to own this creature and asked his men to prepare the silk as part of the trade. The Thai envoy reminded them that the agreement was to exchange in equal weight.
Counselor, I want to know how much this amazing elephant weighs.
Your Highness, we have no weighing scale large enough to measure this giant creature.
Then think of a way, counselor.
Perhaps can we measure the elephant's size?
No, even if you measured all the different parts of an elephant, you would still not know how much it weighs. After all, a tall boy is a different size to a short one, but they can have the same weight, right?
The emperor's court of advisors discussed for a long time, but no one had the answer. It was getting late, and the emperor's son, the crown prince, went to look for his father.
Son, you should be in bed.
Why are you still working, Daddy? I can help you. I am the crown prince after all.
Very well. Tell me how to weigh the elephant. Can you think of a way too?
That's easy. Load the elephant into a boat and take the boat out to the river. The boat will sink a little bit because of the elephant. Just draw a line on the side of the boat where the water comes up to. Then you bring the boat back to shore and unload the elephant. That's just part one.
Okay. Then part two?
Part two, load our silk on the boat roll by roll. When the boat sinks to the same watermark line it had when the elephant was in it, you can stop loading the silk. Then you know how much the elephant weighs and the Thai envoy will agree that it is exactly a fair exchange.
Everyone clapped and the emperor was especially proud of the crown prince for his smart plan. The end.